BBC. On the way tonight, your Friday fix. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? International man of mystery, roving travel reporter. We got a clue now. We got one after the 11 o'clock news, and the gentleman in question will be here in a half hour. I was in one of the world's largest and best preserved medieval fortress towns, once the home of the Cathars, circled by 2 miles of thick walls and 52 giant towers. Became the inspiration for Disney for Sleeping Beauty's castle after he visited there. Okay, so it's a distinctive place. We've seen it at the start of a million films and cartoons ever since. So what inspired that? If you're a Disney fan, you might know this. Myself, I'm a bit clueless on it. I'm a while away from plumping. I think it's Europe. 81333RUSS. I can be no more specific. 0800 389 3333. Clue number two after 11. BBC. Thank you for the help so far. Some very firm answers and I believe some early plumps. It is Where in the World Was Andy Mossack, a Friday fix. The gentleman in question is coming up within the half hour. Here is your second clue. Running close to the town is the 17th century man-made canal designed by Leonardo da Vinci. 150 miles long, built to connect the Atlantic with the Mediterranean. Ooh. Da Vinci, a massive canal, connects the Atlantic with the Mediterranean. I think we're really on the right lines here. We may have cracked it again. If you know different, or you want to confirm it, 81333RUSS. When you drop by and say hi on the teletext, on the phone where it's free, 0800 389 3333, facebook.com/latenightrussell. Really looking forward to it. International luxury with Andy Mossack, the international man of mystery. Oh, I don't know, I'm torn. We're mulling this up. Loads of European locations. So every week, even though that, I suppose technically we can now start travelling to some of these locales, it's been a feast for many years to pay a visit with Andy Mossack to around various locations in the globe and get samples of life here, there and everywhere. Through the last 18 months we've had, it's been largely looking back on some greatest hits, which is what we've been doing tonight. Without further ado, Mr. Andy Mossack, good evening, my friend.
Good evening, Russ. Happy Friday to you and all.
Happy Friday and a big ahoy hoy. And a big ahoy hoy. Now, we've been looking down. Several places got mentioned, but I think through sheer democracy, I must go with, if hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, is it Carcassonne in the south of France?
Oh, it is indeed Carcassonne.
Oh, yes. Saved again.
Saved again. Injury time winner.
That's it. I think that was on penalties. That was beyond injury time.
Oh, by the way, I've got a shout out for you. Euro final. Called it 3-2, didn't you?
Yes, the penalties.
Penalty 3-2.
It was the penalties and not in the actual open play that I was hoping for. But 3-2, it was a pretty good tournament for me in terms of my predictions. Knowing nothing about football, I always like to play.
Well done.
I understand you were out and about last night, Andy.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Me and the missus, we went to the most fantastic show, Pomp and Ceremony. It was called The Sword and Crown, and it was at the Horse Guards Parade.
Oh.
Military musical extravaganza.
Oh.
The Guardsmen and the Mass Pipe Bands. Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. And it was first time they've been back for 2 years because of the COVID pandemic. So, Princess Anne was there. Royalty was there. You know, I was in the presence of royalty. Yeah. Well, what a night. It was great.
Well, I was just going to give you a little something to make you nostalgic for it then. I was going to start, underneath your stirring speech. I was going to give you a little something like this.
Thank you.
There you go. I think that's enough, Elgar. I'm glad you had a nice time, though. And was there many people there? Was it a full house?
Well, there was a proper stands up and everything. I think there must have been 2,000 or 3,000 people. I did feel a bit awkward. I felt a bit weird, must say. Not used to that. But you know, it was just everyone well behaved and absolutely went like clockwork. It was really, really good. Loved it. So yeah, first night out, loved it.
Congratulations. This is rather nice. I got my first night out. It's my mother's birthday this weekend, so I'm off to spend the weekend with my dear sainted mother. So I think we'll be going into a pub. So that's sort of since the relaxation and things, that'll be the first time. I'm not sure how masked up I'm going to be or how much I need to be. So it is odd, isn't it? It is weird when you all of a sudden find yourself surrounded by people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and people have started to shake hands as well. So I can't do that yet.
No,
I've got to work myself up to that.
I'm sticking to the elbow bump. Well, let us turn to matters of you know, indeed, potential trips at Carcassonne. So now, yes, I've got to say, yes, I know next to nothing about this place, but is it sort of typical of the region? It seems like it's absolutely steeped in history, this.
Yeah, well, it's southwest France, and it's in a beautiful, well, I've got to say, first of all, hands down, probably one of my favourite parts of France, without question. And it's a region that was called the Languedoc region. Southwest France is absolutely beautiful, and it's got the most wonderful beaches, wild beaches, proper sand. And it's a fabulous place. They've got vineyards everywhere. And the Languedoc region now is now called, they changed the regions around in France. So it's now called Occitanie. So it's a much bigger area. But the Languedoc sort of runs from Provence right up to the Spanish border. So it's a very big region. Mm. And, you know, a top tip, I promised everyone listening that if you fancy going to Saint-Tropez, or the French Riviera, very, very expensive. And so it's, you know, you could be put off by the steep prices. Go to the Languedoc because it's about 3 hours away, you know, 250 kilometers maybe away from the French Riviera west. But it's the same sun, the same sea, and it's ridiculously cheaper. And the beaches are amazing. It's rural, proper, authentic French. It's the sort of place, you know, that you get a van, you know, with sort of hot baked bread that they sell out the back of it, you know, and, you know, and local farmers sort of delivering their homemade wines to the supermarkets in the towns, you know, it's just like that. Fabulous place, a million miles away from the French Riviera. And I think really, really much better because up in the French Riviera, you know, Cannes and Saint-Tropez, they're all pebble beaches. You know, they're not very comfortable. So, honestly, the Languedoc is something you shouldn't miss. And Carcassonne itself is just, I think if I'm not right, it's the second or third most visited site after Paris. Seriously.
Really? It's that high up the French chart? I mean, that's incredible. Yes.
It is. I mean, if I could tell you, the old town of Carcassonne, which is actually, they call it the new town, but it's not. You go through the new town of Carcassonne, right? You turn a corner and then suddenly you've gone back to the Middle Ages. You know, there's this massive, huge kind of fortified city sitting on a sort of hill. And it's just so imposing, you know. The only thing that's, you know, you've got battlements, towers, turrets. The walls are like 2 meters thick. The only thing missing really is, you know, seeing a knight on a horse. I mean, it really is that authentic. And it's just a brilliant thing to see. It's one of the most, I think, probably most, you know, kind of well-kept examples of medieval history in probably Europe, you know. It's huge.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and I must tell you a funny story, actually, when I was there, because I was there last year with a few colleagues, and I said to them, you know, we've got to do a little sort of remake of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the famous scene, you know, we've got Graham Chapman's King Arthur, and then he's trying to get it in the castle, and John Cleese is the French guard up in the battlements. You
know? Exactly. And you're doing this off a wall, of a fortified wall of a French city that is a medieval jewel in the crown.
Exactly, yes. I mean, I'm sorry to say, but we just had to do it. So one of my colleagues went up the top, and on top of the battlements, and he was John Cleese, and I was King Arthur down, you know, and I was shouting up, "I am your king, let us in," you know. It was absolutely hilarious. Well, it was at the time. I don't think the French appreciated it much. But,
I'm just wondering, actually, it would have been interesting had the roles been reversed, and then somebody could have heard you bellow at the top of your lungs, "I fart in your general direction," and people say, who said that? Who is that fella? And somebody walked by and go, "He writes for the Telegraph."
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. I had a couple of coconuts, you know, knocking them together to sound like horses. Honestly,
Sometimes you got to do these things. You know, we should reenact elements of history.
I know. But honestly, it is an extraordinary place. And lit up at night, it is just out of this world. So, yeah, I would thoroughly recommend, you know, Carcassonne. And Leonardo's canal next to it, it's called the Canal Midi. And it was designed by Leonardo, and it was at the time, you know, it was cutting edge, because to cut a canal 150 miles, you know, long from the Atlantic Mediterranean was quite a project. But, you know, you can take a little boat, you take a boat, like a boating holiday, hire a boat for a week or so. Fabulous canal to navigate down, you know, very easy. And the countryside there is drop dead wonderful. You know, you've got lovely canal side villages, delightful to explore. So, and let's face it as well, you can't get lost, can you? Because you can only go one way or the other way.
That's true.
You don't need to navigate, but it's a lovely, lovely canal to go down, and very, very, again, you know, it's an original Leonardo da Vinci canal. So, yeah, it is history, literally, you know.
You see, there's always the question that I ask whenever we talk about any of these places, and my thoughts always immediately turn to food, and so I'm looking at this thinking, well, here we go, Southwest France. I'm guessing, like you say, the boulangerie is open. There's just the smell of bread everywhere. I imagine the meat's particularly gorgeous. Are there any specialties of the region though that we should keep an eye out for while we're down there?
Indeed. Yeah, they do an onion soup down there, which is like lashings of Gruyere cheese. I mean, it's just fabulous, right? A nice onion soup. They do cassoulet, which is a stew with sausages, either pork, bits of pork, and then beans, which I really like. Confit du canard, which is duck, you know, they do that, which is a speciality down there, which is fabulous, yeah. And it's proper rustic, you know, it's really good stuff. And then there's a town called Limoux, which they do a bubbly white wine they call Blanchette, and it predates champagne. You know, I mean, they were the first to do it, but they get you can buy Blanchette for about €5.
Wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it's the same, exactly the same as champagne, but obviously hasn't got the joie de vivre on it or anything like that. But yeah. Hey. Yeah,
I've just found something out here, Andy, and this cool. Now you chose to recreate Monty Python and the Holy Grail using the famed and gorgeous and beautiful castle walls, all that encircle the Carcassonne. Could have, believe it or not, Carcassonne, the city, has stood in for Nottingham.
No.
Because, this is the thing. Yeah. So I looked at this one because most obviously of like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner and his mullet, right? Most of it was done in the UK, and it was, you know, Wiltshire and a bit of Northumberland. He's gone all around the place. But the town of Carcassonne was used to portray Nottingham and the castle in Nottingham. That's Carcassonne.
There you go.
See?
There you go. Yeah.
Look at that.
And they didn't need a lot of reconstruction either. I mean, it's just there, isn't it? So it's beautiful. It wouldn't need any tarting up, would it?
No, absolutely no tarting up needed whatsoever. which I believe is the official standpoint of the Council of Carcassonne on that one. But no, gorgeous, another fantastic location. Yeah. And to be honest, it's the southwest of France. I'm fairly certain there's probably lots of. You could probably get a budget flight straight into the area.
They do. Can't you? They go to Toulouse or Perpignan. You get all the budget airlines go there, or you could take the Eurostar to Avignon and then just drive along if you wanted to do that. So yeah, easy to get to, no problem at all.
Brilliant stuff.
So yeah, definitely should be on the list.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that one. Another absolute treasure. Where are you? When are you next out and about? Have you got any trips planned now? Because you know, you spend a bit of time around people. Have you got booked in?
Yeah, well, actually, I went to a farmhouse. So I went to a hotel a couple of nights ago to see. There's a new exhibition of spyware, all the old spy stuff from the 1920s and 30s in a hotel, which was quite nice. So I wasn't away anywhere, but it was nice to go to see that in the hotel and stay there. But yeah, we've got a couple of things that are penciled in. Not giving too much away, but hopefully September time.
Cross
our fingers.
In the meantime,
you just have to put up with me in the lounge.
Hey, listen, we've spent a lot of time in your lounge. This has been fantastic. It's one of the things that's got me through lockdown. So same time next week, my friend?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
Brilliant stuff. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself. Have a terrific week. The answer, Carcassonne. Or Nottingham, as it's now known. But-